It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
And welcome into a post-podcast edition. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Ooh, what a delicious night. Let's see if I can... That has no pop to it whatsoever, which means that is a dead alcoholic beverage. So the effort was there, folks, tonight to pop a Frosty because Mason Marchment with a goal and 4 assists. The Stars score 6 straight in the first period for a 7-1 win in Pittsburgh. Matt Duchene also had a goal and 2 assists. Miro Heiskanen scored twice. Brendan Smith got in the lineup and made a difference. He had 2 assists. Esa Lindell had 2 assists. Jake Ottinger, when he needed to, made 20 saves. There was one goal that got let by, but all in all, an amazing effort by the Stars as they win by the score of 7-1. Interesting stat line. Let's go to the greatness of Owen Newkirk. Exactly 43 years apart, November 11th, 1981, the Minnesota North Stars set the franchise record for most goals in one period by scoring 8 in the second period against the Winnipeg Jets. They won 15-2. 43 years later tonight, the Stars tie the Dallas record, second most, with 6 first period goals at Pittsburgh. So really, really good stat there. And let's go to NHL public relations. Mason Marchment with 1 goal, 3 assists, 4 points, tied the Dallas Stars franchise record for 4 points in a period and became just the second in club history to post 4 points in the first game following the greatness of Barry Gibbs, not Barry Gibb, the singer, but Barry Gibbs on December 21st, 1974. If you look at most points in a period in franchise history, Mason Marchment has 4. Tyler Seguin has 4. Some guy named Valeri Nichushkin has 4. Dino Ciccarelli. Boy, I'll tell you what, Stars fans. A lot of times we don't talk about Minnesota North Stars history, and that kind of bugs me because I'm a big like history buff, and I love and I want to embrace Minnesota as far as the history of the North Stars, not the Wilds, but the North Stars here in Dallas. You need to look at Dino Ciccarelli. What a player he was. Neil Broughton also had 4 twice, as did, Dino Ciccarelli had 4 points in a period 3 times. The greatness, here's another great Minnesota North Star, Bobby Smith. So very, very fascinating. Most points in a period in franchise history. So let's talk about some of the nuances of this big win in Pittsburgh. I am in no way throwing a wet blanket on this effort tonight. The Stars needed a bounce back game after what we saw in Winnipeg, and we got it tonight. That being said, this is a down Pittsburgh Penguins team. You have to play who's on your schedule. And 2 points against the next team on your schedule? Absolutely. But to me, even if you beat Boston at home on Thursday, Minnesota is the test. Because when you beat Minnesota, you beat a team for the first time with a winning record. Does that make sense? I'm not trying to wet blanket this at all. I just want to see a win against a quality opponent. Now, Pittsburgh has really good players in Malkin and Crosby. Just some really, really quality players. It's just not coming together for them this year. So the Stars took advantage of it, and that's great. They were terrific getting out of their zone tonight. A lot of odd man breaks coming out of their zone. We were talking about that before the podcast with our producer, Gregory Finley. So a lot of breakouts, a lot of odd man rushes. The passing was crisp. Didn't feel as though they extra pass like sometimes they do. I felt as though the quality of passing was one of the better of the season. You could tell the confidence was high. And, you know, Pittsburgh let in some easy ones. And if that happens, you need to take advantage of it. And the Stars certainly did. Hey, let's give a stick tap to head coach Pete DeBoer. I am not giving up on Matt Dumba at all. But you went from Matt Dumba being a first line D pairing with Miro Heiskanen to being a healthy scratch. He hasn't been playing that great. Coughed up a puck in Winnipeg that cost you a goal. That happened a couple times recently. Some turnovers. And Pete DeBoer sits him for the night, gives him a rest, and puts Brendan Smith in. I thought Brendan Smith played really well tonight. In fact, let's be honest, every chance Brendan Smith gets to come into the game, he's been really, really good this year. And that goes to Stars depth. But in the past, maybe if you were making a change coming off the Winnipeg loss, you'd say, you know what? Let's bench Nils Lundqvist. Not the case this year. So Matt Dumba gets the rest, and Brendan Smith comes in, two assists, and plays real well. The other aspect we talked about on Spits and Suds, and it came to fruition, is moving up Esa Lindell to that first-line pairing with Miro Heiskanen. And boy, Miro Heiskanen had his best game of the season. We were wondering, David and I, if it was going to happen, and Pete DeBoer pulled the string on it. And maybe this is your free Miro moment. Maybe this is what happens. Now, it doesn't matter how down the team is, or it doesn't matter if it's 4 or 5 or 6 or getting that Wyatt Johnson goal at 7-1. The reason that's an important goal is you saw how many posts Wyatt Johnston's been hitting. When one goal goes in, others tend to follow. So that 7th goal, while it might not mean a lot, meant a lot to Wyatt Johnston. He gets off the snide. But that pairing of Miro and Esa Lindell, sure, I would like Miro to be on a strong side, but what I am getting, I'm getting my best defensive defenseman paired with Miro Heiskanen, which hopefully allows Miro to be more offensively aggressive. The cold's kicking in. And you certainly saw that tonight. What a terrific bounce pass off the boards to Mason Marchment, who threw it back to Heiskanen for the one-timer. So just an all-in-all impressive night for the Stars. I thought all four lines played well. I thought everyone played well. And you know what? It was a really, really good effort coming off a loss. So that's nice. Got to do it again in Boston. And like I said, what's really important is that division rivalry on Saturday in Minnesota. Let's get a big win.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
So earlier tonight, it was asked on the Fan, and I wanted to respond regarding Logan Stankoven. And why Logan Stankoven is eligible. And you can question why Logan Stankoven is eligible, because for a player to be eligible for the Rookie of the Year, he has to play in no more than 25 games in any preceding season, nor in 6 or more NHL games in each of any 2 preceding seasons, and the player has to be at least 26 years of age, is not considered a rookie. So have to be under 26. So how many games did Logan Stankoven play in last year? 24. So he was 1 game off from not being eligible. Now, He did suit up in 19 playoff games, but similar to goals and assists going on career stats, which they don't, I think they should. Playoffs don't count as far as games played when it comes to trophies and when it comes to a lot of things. So, therefore, Logan Stankoven is a candidate for Rookie of the Year, could be the favorite as of right now. He has the most points by any rookie. But at the same time, that's the reason a lot of you have been wondering. And I personally, I think the rule should change. My caveat to this rule that I think should be changed is if you play in more than 10 playoff games, you are not eligible for the Calder Trophy. I think that's fair. You think about it. You're not only getting seasoning with 15 plus games in it, or in Stankoven's case, 24 games, you are playing against the highest level of competition. So you're getting your seasoning. So in essence, I don't believe Logan Stankoven is a rookie, but if that's the rule, then you know what? Let's go ahead and take the Calder home to Dallas. That would be great. So on to Boston on Thursday, they are playing better. But in some of their big guns are playing better. And Boston's always an interesting game because the AAC, it's an original six, always filled with Boston fans. So it would be great for the Stars to pull off 2 points against the Bruins. And let's also give credit to Jake Oettinger tonight, only 20 saves. But he did make some, you know, nice saves. And I wonder what the situation would have been if Jake Oettinger wasn't pulled on Saturday. You probably go with Casey DeSmith tonight. But instead, because he was pulled, he gets more rest. Jake Oettinger plays tonight. I expect Jake Oettinger also to go Thursday, and then I expect him to go Saturday. But we'll see. Maybe DeBoer wants to throw DeSmith in a game, and if there was a game to throw him in, it would be on Thursday against Boston, because remember, Jake Oettinger is from the suburbs of Minneapolis-St. Paul. So that is one of the games that he really gets excited to play in. So I'm assuming that Jake Oettinger will go on Saturday night against the Wild. So really appreciate you listening to this quick post pod tonight as the Stars rack up the goals and score 7. In fact, unbelievable, a touchdown tonight in Pittsburgh, and take down the Penguins by the score of 7-1. We got a bunch of podcasts coming up. Hopefully we'll talk to our friends in Boston to preview that game. Also, hopefully we'll catch up with play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Wild this week, Joe O'Donnell, to get his thoughts on the Wild, on Stars on Saturday. So we'll get you some more episodes as the week goes along right here on Spits and Suds. Have a great day, everyone. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.